We're going to start here this morning at a powerful scripture. You can call this also, you can call it a declaration of faith if you want to, but I call it the answer of faith. To me, faith is what answers every situation. Every situation, faith answers it. So, you know, we can't even go and pray except by faith, you know, because if we are praying and we don't have faith, then what's the point of praying? Faith is what actually moves God. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, he said, when the Lord finally shows up, will you still be at the point of faith? Luke 18 and verse 8. That's the way I read that. He said, the Lord will always come and answer you speedily. You know, but when he does come, will you still be believing? Or would you have run off and quit on the Lord? You know, nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith upon the earth? Will you still be at the point of faith no matter what? Will you still be believing God no matter what? You know, our responsibility is to believe God. Well, you know, believe God. It's up to him what he wants to do. But, you know, my goal, you know, I remember from being a young man, the Lord taught me that. And I've always said, well, when I stand before the Lord someday, you know, finally, when it's all over, I want to be able to say, Lord, I believed you for everything, everything. You know, I don't want him to find a hole in any situation and say, well, you didn't believe me during that time. I want to believe him for everything and every time. You know, the outcome, you know, that's up to him. Sometimes, you know, because of his preeminence and his sovereignty, you know, he can overrule certain things. But for me, I'm going to believe the Lord. You know, I am going to believe the Lord. You know, just like the three Hebrew boys who said, look, our God is able to deliver us and he will deliver us. End of story. You know, so they believe the Lord. Now, but then they say, well, if for whatever reason, best known to him, he chooses not to deliver, we still will not bow. You know, so we believe the Lord. Romans chapter 8 is where we are going to start this morning. Romans chapter 8, powerful scripture, you know, powerful scripture that begins to talk about, you know, no matter what we face, we have confidence. Well, do you have this kind of confidence? You know, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, reading from Romans 8 and verse 35. I mean, look at all the things that he listed here. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or even the sword. You know, it didn't matter. Didn't matter even if it looks like we're dying in the face of death, we still believe God. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, these scriptures, most any believer knows these scriptures. But do we put them into operation all the time? For I am persuaded. This is Paul's testimony. You know, this is Paul's testimony. You know, when those litigation, you know, lawyers sometimes in the courtroom, they say, is it your testimony that such and such? Well, you know, this is Paul's testimony. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, whether good or bad, nor principalities, nor powers, whether good or bad, nor things present, nor even things to come. I mean, even, I don't know what's going to happen in the next minute, or whatever it is. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but whatever it is, Paul says, I am persuaded. Glory to God. Are you persuaded? Not even height, nor death. Whether you are up or down. You know, sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. You know, that's just the way, you know, this soul works. Emotions up and down. You know, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But whatever it is, you know, nor any other creature, you know, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And there are many creatures. Oh, yeah. There are many creatures, you know, all kinds of evil creatures, you know, all kinds of creatures that take on even evil spirits, you know, even the king of all of these evil, Leviathan, is there as well. You know, God said to Job, can you command, can you lift up your voice and bind up Leviathan? Of course. We have that power through our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So today, let's put on some cloak of power. Let's put out some strongholds. Let's walk in faith and in confidence. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now that's faith. That is faith. Not exactly the Lord can do all things through me. We know that. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whew, glory to God. And what did Job say in Job chapter 19 and verse 25? You know, these people, these are their testimonies. We read them in the scriptures, you know, but it can be our testimony too. But these are our testimonies. So when we read these things, we got to know that this is, you know, this is somebody else's testimony. But it can be yours. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Whew. And because he lives, you know, I'm adding that there. Because he lives, I shall live also. My Redeemer, he liveth. Psalm 27. The psalmist said, look, even in the face of everything, you know, I'm not going to be distressed, you know. Armies can pass me about, all kinds of things going on. It's not going to bother me at all, you know, because I got the power. That's right. You have the power. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You know, now that's some confidence. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Well, it looks like that was a testimony. But can you say it with confidence that even when the wicked, your enemies and your foes come, future, upon you to eat up your flesh, that they will stumble and fall? That's exactly right. Did the Lord not say they shall surely gather together, but not by me? Everyone that shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. You don't need to worry about it. He already said it. Point blank. He will do it too. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. You know, here is somebody else's testimony again. But we can make the same declarations of faith. And we're going to do that in our prayer here this morning in just a little bit. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Do you know whom you have believed? You know whom you have believed? That's right. Here's what Paul said here. You know, he said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. He's always using that word. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Whoo! Are you persuaded? Glory to God. You know, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a story of this Shunammite woman, whatever you call her, in 2 Kings chapter 4. Even in the face of all of the stuff that was going on, her son is dead and everything like that, and yet she's saying, it is well, and it shall be well. You know, how many people can really say it is well? You know, when all hell is breaking loose, it looks like, when all things are going, you know, in the opposite direction to what we are believing God for. But this woman said, well, it is well, and it shall be well. You know, now that's some faith. You know, that is some faith. So, you know, even in the face of death, her little boy died. You know, but she's saying, look, just saddle me a horse, an ass, or whatever, and drive. Go forward. Don't stop. You know, just go. Go to Mount Carmel. And let me find the man of God. Wow. And on the way, people are asking her, even her husband is asking her, what's the matter? Say, it is well. You know, servant of the man of God asking her, and she's saying, it is well. It shall be well, it is well, and it shall be well. You know, and of course, you know, she got what she wanted. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, women have their dead raised again. So it's one of them. You know, because she believed God. She dared to believe. Glory to God. Do we dare to believe God in the face of all odds this morning? Oh yes, I love the Lord. Because he is always faithful to his word. Now listen to this. In the book of Acts chapter 27. There is a story. You can read it. I'm not going to read all of it. Verses 10 to 25. Paul is facing shipwreck. Along with many other, you know, people, prisoners and others. You know, but, you know, in the midst of it all, he says, sirs, I believe God, because the angel of the Lord stood by me this night and told me that none shall perish, but you must stay in the boat. That's right. Now, that's another lesson right there. You must stay in the ship. You can't jump ship. If you jump ship, you will perish. He said, these cannot be saved except they stay in the ship. But I believe God. I believe the Lord. Wow. In the face of storm, in the face of everything, he said, well, there shall no life perish because I believe the Lord. Because the angel of the Lord already showed it to me. He already spoke to me. And I believe God. And you can be adamant like that. You just stick to your guns, stick to the word of God. The Lord watches over his word to perform it. You know, and I love this one from Isaiah 50 and verse 7. I personally call this my declaration of faith. You know, I love to say the same thing, you know, that he says here. It's in Isaiah 50 and verse 7. And what does he say? He said, look, I know that the Lord God is going to help me. You know, do you know that? You know, of course, the Lord already told him in Isaiah 41 verse 10, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, so he knew that. But this is how he put it here in Isaiah 50 and verse 7. He said, for the Lord God will help me. Now that's a statement. That's not even a prayer. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. I'm going to put my game face on. Oh my goodness. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Glory to God. I shall not be ashamed. You know that you will not be ashamed. The book of Joel chapter 2, the Lord says it multiple times that my people shall never be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. He says it multiple times. Hallelujah. For instance, he says it in verse 27. Ye shall know that I am the Lord that's in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Glory to God. Do you know that the Lord has already said that you will never be ashamed? Hallelujah. So, putting on the cloak of faith, going in the strength of the Lord, knowing that God has already said we will never be ashamed. We can go up against anything. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter what the devil put up against us. Put up the shield of faith. You know, that shield of faith, Bible says it can quench all fiery darts. It is the answer of faith to anything that the devil throws at you. That shield of faith is the answer. Put it up against it. you know, and when the devil chides you, you know, you just repeat God's word. Repeating God's word is the secret. David facing Goliath, 1 Samuel 17:37, you know, and then verses 45 and 46. So a long chapter, but just those three verses. You know, David, he knew whom he believed. You know, he knew, he said, look, the Lord that delivered me out of the hand of the lion, the paw of the lion, out of the hand of the bear, he will. That's right. Now that's some faith. You know, for a 17-year-old boy to go up against a master of war like that. Somebody that's huge. But David, he remembered when the bear rose up against him. When that bear stood up against him, he was just as tall as Goliath. You know? And he remembered, he said, look, that giant bear that stood up against me prevailed nothing against me. And so, this one too, you know, I'm just going to remember how tall that bear was. I slew it, so will I slay this one too. Now, that's some power. That's some faith. That's some confidence in the Lord. Confidence in the Lord. Faith in his word brings power. You know, when we have, look, when we have uncommon faith, in other words, when everybody else around you is not believing, you believe the word of God, you're going to get unusual results. That's right. Yo, my goodness. God loves faith. All we got to do is believe his word and then just go about your business. Believe his word and go about your business. But let's repeat his word. Every time we pray, it's about repeating his word. It's not about some jargon. That's why Jesus said, look, don't just pray vain repetitions. You know, that has no power with God. The stuff that has power with God is his word. Just using his word and reminding him, the Lord, you have said. That's right. And when you do that, he said, look, put me in remembrance. Declare it again, that thou mightest be justified. When we put him in remembrance like that, and when we remind him of what he has said, it's amazing what he will do for us. The Lord is with his people. He is called the captain of the Lord's hosts, and he will do what he has said he will do. Now let's use our faith this morning in prayer. That's exactly right. Now, whatsoever that we believe in the Lord for today. The first thing today, of course, as always, is prayer fire. We got to get that fire back in our souls. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12-13. That's our theme scripture in this fire prayer or prayer fire room. The fire must be burning, and it must not go out. It must never be put out, but you must lay the wood in order upon it every morning. Burn wood upon it, such as we are doing here. Lay it in order and put on your breastplates, the Urim and the Tumim. Ooh. Put on the cloaks of righteousness in the name of Jesus, and let the fire always be burning. Put on the garments of salvation. Put on, I say, you know, strap on the garments of war. Paul described it in Ephesians chapter 6. You know, he said, take on the shield of faith. When you suit up, you know, suit up every morning. That's right. Put on those garments of war. But then you pick up when you're done with everything else. You got the sword, which is the word of God in your hand. And while you got that shield of faith, you know, they used to build those shields big, several inches thick of iron. You got that shield of faith. And, you know, those arrows that the enemy would shoot at them couldn't penetrate. You have the shield of faith. Can you quench all the fiery darts of the enemy? That's exactly right. You can do it too. Because the Lord says you can. You know, yes, you can. And yes, I can. We shall never back down or say, oh, I can't do that. The Lord doesn't like that, you know. When the people that said, 2 days ago we covered that, the people that said, well, we can't do that. Well, the Lord said, well, as you have spoken in my ear, so shall it be. You know, so we don't want to say that. But what we want to say is, I can do that. I can go up at once and take it. That's what Joshua said. And that's what Caleb said. He said, look, let's go up at once and let's take the place because we can do it. Because the Lord is with us. You know, and in the face of any challenge, in the face of any, I don't care what it is. You know, if you can declare the word of God like that, you know, and hold it together. Don't say one thing with the mouth and the heart is going a different way. You know, the Lord said, look, these people, they declare one thing with their lips, but their heart is far from me. No, we don't want to do that. You know, put your heart right there. And you say it, you believe it, don't worry about it. You know, don't worry how he's going to do it. But declare it and be steadfast. Bible says, unmovable. Always abounding in the things of God. Be steadfast, unmovable. You know, you're not going to yield. No. A devil can push, but you're not going to yield. You're going to hold your ground. And we'll never give the devil the satisfaction of thinking he got one. No. The Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. I love it the way he said it. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. You know, don't ever give the devil the satisfaction of rejoicing and think he got you down. No. You know, don't stay down either for the count. Don't rejoice against me because you think you got, because you don't got nothing. He said, look, even when I fall, I shall arise. I'm not going to stay down for the count. Even when I think I'm in darkness or sit in darkness and it looks like I can't hear God's voice, you know, everything looks gloomy, the Lord will still come and be a light unto me. I mean, this man, he was not going to be negative. No negativism out of his mouth. You're not going to get the better of me, devil. You're not going to get the better of me. You know, I've got the power. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have the power? Yes, faith is amazing what it can do. It's not just a prayer, you know, that God answers, you know, but it's the faith behind it. Because we're talking about prayer fire. We want to make sure we get it right. You know, it's our faith. And if you know how to walk that faith, yesterday we talked about walking his praises into our prayer. Today we're talking about walking our faith into our prayer. You know, don't just pray all day long without any faith. That's not going to do anything. But, you know, if you have faith, Jesus said, look, if you have faith, even as small as a grain of a mustard seed, you know, which is the smallest of all grains, he said, look, you can do mighty things even without faith. Disciples said, increase our faith. Jesus said, no, it's not about increasing your faith. It's about you using what you already got. You know, some people like to say faith is the currency of heaven. Well, I tell you what, unlike the natural currency that we know, you know, the more you use your natural currency, the less you have. If you spend your money, you know, unless you make it more, it will soon be depleted. Doesn't matter how much you have. But faith is the opposite. It's exactly the opposite of that. The more you use it, the more you have. So it's the opposite. Because if you want to think of faith as the currency of heaven, it is not the kind of currency that depletes when you use it. It actually grows. The more you use it, the more it grows. So Jesus said, no, it's not about increasing your faith. Just use the one you already got. Use the faith you already got. And everybody got a measure of faith. But if you have tremendous faith, you can do incredible things. And people that have that gift of faith, now that's something else too. If you have the gift of faith, the Lord will honor your word each time as if it was his own word. My goodness. But you start by a little practice. Even the great gift of faith needs a little faith to walk it. Think of it this way. You know, when you go to the gas station, you may occasionally see those oil tankers that come to load up the gas that the public will buy from the gas station. Well, that oil tanker itself, no matter how many thousands of gallons or liters or gallons of fuel it's got, you know, if it doesn't have gas itself, it's not going anywhere. You know, so think of the gift of faith as the oil tanker. It's got thousands and thousands of gallons of, you know, gasoline in there. But you got to put gasoline in the truck itself. Otherwise, it's not going anywhere. So your little faith, even the gift of faith, needs ordinary faith to work. That's what I'm saying. So that tells me that when you have faith, whether it's just the measure of faith that God gives or the tremendous gift of faith, you can do great things. God will back it up. So we're going to use our faith in prayer today. Faith for crisis. There's all kinds of faith, you know. But there is faith that will withstand anything. This is the faith that we've been talking about today. And also the kind of faith that will not turn loose. Jesus told many stories. He said, look, there was in a city a judge that cared nothing for man or God or anything. It was me. You know, and this woman kept coming to her, to him every day and say, avenge me of my adversary. He said, no, I don't care. You know, and, but the woman would not turn loose. She didn't turn loose. Every day she bugged the man, you know, and they sent her away and she'd be right back. Avenge me of my adversary, you know, and finally this man said, look, you know, this woman, even though I don't care for her, you know, I don't even care for her cause. I don't fear God. I don't do any of these things. But this woman, she's going to wear me out. The only way to get rid of her is I got to do what she wants, to shut her up. I'm going to just do what she wants. Oh, my goodness. That's a powerful story. That's a powerful illustration. He told another story. He said, look, a man had a friend that came from out of town late in the evening. The stores were already closed. So he went to his other neighbor, you know, close to him, and he began to knock and say, look, let me just have some bread that I can set before my visitor because the stores are closed. The man said, go away. My kids are in bed. You know, I can't get up. And the man kept knocking. And the Lord said, look, this man within is going to get up and give what this man what he wants. Not because he's his friend, you know, because he already said, go away. My kids are sleeping, you know, but because the man keeps knocking and the only way to shut him up and not let him wake up the whole family is quickly get up and give him what he wants. This man's not turning loose. He's going to keep knocking and you're going to have to give him something to get rid of him. And the Lord told these stories, you know, and when you take these stories, you put it right smack down inside and put your faith in these stories. The Lord is telling you that, look, you stay right there with your faith. When you are in prayer, whatever you are asking, you stay with it. Don't turn loose. Stay right there. Yesterday we read the story in Genesis 32 of a man that stayed right there with God and didn't turn loose. And God turned around and said, look, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but you will be called a prince with God. Israel, because you have power with God. Woo. Now, if you know how to walk that praise, that's what we talked about yesterday. But today I'm talking about if you know how to walk that faith. You got to know how to walk that faith. Faith is the answer for all things. That's my own rendition. You know, the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes said, look, I have examined, I've looked up and down, and I've done all of this, and I've come to a conclusion. Well, that was his conclusion. I have looked up and down, and I have also come to one conclusion, that faith is the answer for all situations. That's my conclusion. Faith answereth all things. So today we're talking about the answer of faith. You know, and by faith, you will receive an answer of peace from the Lord in every situation. By faith, all those things written in the book of Hebrews was done, starting with God himself. By faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. By faith, we also understand that Enoch walked with God and he was not. God took him. But he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, there you have it. Without faith, it is impossible. It's not just hard. It's not that it is hard. It is impossible to please the Lord without faith. And so we got to put your best foot forward. Number one is praise when you come in prayer. Covered that yesterday. Number two is faith and persistence. Don't turn loose. Believe till the end. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into prayer today. Now, the prayer, whatever it is that you are believing God for this morning, let's begin to come into his presence. First, we thank him. And you tell him how great he is, and, you know, knowing that he has done these great things, remind him of the great things that he has done. You might want to put it this way. You know, it's not really the Lord that you're psyching up, it's yourself. But think of it in human terms, say, look, psych him up. You know, just tell him how great he is. And yesterday we also covered how to make it his fight. When you make the issue his fight. But today I'm covering the element of faith in prayer. You've got to have that faith when you pray. It might be a little thing. Might be a big thing. Might even be a great thing that you're praying for. Whatever it is, you must have that faith. That's what the Lord is looking for. Thank you, Jesus. So what is your prayer need today? Well, let's start with revival fire in our hearts. So that's what this is all about. You know, let's start with revival fire in our hearts. You know, and think about yourself. The Lord said, look, return to your first love. My goodness. When you first met the Lord, was there not a fire in your heart? Did not your heart burn within you each time you came into his presence? Well, you still have that fire now. If not, you gotta get it back. Gotta get that fire. How do we get it back? It's in prayer, repeating his word. It's in his presence. We got to come into his presence. The presence of the Lord is what changes everything. Remember the story of Moses in Exodus 3 on Mount Horeb. It was the presence of the Lord that changed the bush to holy ground. It was bush and it was desert and it was rubbish, but the presence of God upon it turned it into holy ground. It is his presence. And what does the presence of God do for us? Isaiah chapter 6. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Oh my God, and his train filled the temple. And I saw the cherubims, and one said to another, holy, holy, holy. They run back and forth. All the earth is full of the glory of God. You know, and immediately Isaiah began to feel worthless. That's right. You know, begin to feel, wow, God, my eyes have seen the King. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm undone. I'm finished. Because my eyes have seen the King. You know, and the Lord said to one of the seraphs, go take a coal from the altar and touch his lips. That's called Holy Ghost branding. That's right. Holy Ghost branding. You know, just like, you know, the cattle rearers brand their cattle and everything. Holy Ghost branded his tongue. My goodness. And he became one of the most powerful prophets in that Bible. He prophesied incredible things even about the Christ. Wow. But it all started by he seeing the presence of the Lord. The train filled the temple. Think of it this way. Here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, it's sunshine every day of the year. We have sun. And when the sun is shining outdoors, you have your drapes all closed inside. You don't get to see it. But when you pull back the drapes and the rays of those sun, of the sun, the rays come in like that, then you begin to see all the dust particles flying around. You know, you won't see those dust particles until the sun rays hit the room like that. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And when you see those, your particles flying around because the sun rays, the particles were there the whole time. You just couldn't see them. You know, the dust was there the whole time. It's not the sun that brought the dust. It was there the whole time. It just revealed it. You know, now that's what the presence of God does in our lives. It just makes us be in awe of his holiness. And it just reveals things in us that don't quite measure up. But the presence of God doesn't run you off if you're a true child of God. The presence of God draws you in. As Moses said, let me now check out this sight. Don't run off because you see something. Come closer, because it was when God saw that he came closer that the voice spoke to him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, Lord, I thank you for your people. It is now the hour of prayer, Lord, and we begin to pray for prayer fire in our hearts. The fire at the beginning that we had with you. Lord God Almighty, we pray in the name of Jesus. Restore my joy. Renew, O God, even my faith like it was at the beginning, O God. The psalmist said, I have seen thy power in the temple, in the tabernacle, in the congregation of the righteous. Oh God, move again as such as I have seen you in the temple. Lord, as such as we've seen you in our lives before in the past. You know, when we would wake up in the morning and cry unto the Lord with faith. When we would walk throughout the day with faith in our hearts. When even the ground would sink underneath our feet, you know, because we were clothed with the fire of God. Send down that fire into our hearts again, even this morning. The fire that makes us to stop at nothing. And the fire that protects, the fire that cleanses, the fire that heals. Glory to God. The fire that cannot, it burn in your bones. And you won't be able to shut up. Jeremiah says a word was like a fire in my bones. I can't shut up. That's right. That's a fire you had one time. And we must get that fire back. We got to get that prayer fire back in our souls. And we believe, Lord. We believe. I believe God. Hallelujah. That in the last days, you said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Now, Peter quoted this. That was 2,000 years ago. How much more today? Pour out your spirit, Lord. Come like you promised. Come, Lord, like you promised. Holy Ghost and fire in our hearts. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Oh, yet young men, let young women prophesy. Woo, daughters and sons, begin to prophesy. Let them begin to see visions like you said, Lord. When the older people begin to dream dreams, power of God moving in the land, let there be a conviction, the power of God to convict in the name of Jesus, bringing people to their knees, bringing in righteousness in the hearts of people. Lord God Almighty, make me, oh God, a reflection of your life. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Make me a reflection. Woo. Make me a reflection, Lord, of your light. Make me a reflection, Lord, of your light. I pray in the name of Jesus. Make me a reflection of your light. Make me a reflection, Lord, of your light. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.